I'm Ann Farnson. I'm the research director for American Farmland Trust, and I was in charge of our new analysis called Farms Under Threat.
Farms Under Threat, that's interesting because it infers that America is losing good farmland. Tell us about that.
We are. This is not the first time that American Farmland Trust has done this type of analysis. We've done previous analyses, which we called Farming on the Edge, where we looked at development and we looked at productive farmland. What makes it a little bit different this time around is that we now have access to much better national data. We also have access to computer modeling. And so we can do a very accurate assessment of what's going on with our agricultural land inventory.
Give us some statistics that might bear this out.
Well, we look specifically at urbanization and low-density residential development between 1992 and 2012. The reason for those dates is the analysis is linked to our national data sets. What we found was that the conversion of agricultural land was almost double what our national data sets had told us. Part of the reason that we found more conversion going on is that we were able to model low-density housing. And for most people, that's a house on 1 acre or 2 acres or even a larger house that plops down in the middle of agricultural land.
So it seems to be housing on bigger than normal house lots. That might be part of the problem or the crux of it.
Right. That's part of the problem. But we're also seeing expanded urban areas. And most of our cities were actually founded in areas that had really good soils, because if you remember the history of the U.S., we were basically agricultural. And so as our cities expand, as our suburbs spread out, they tend to come right up against really good agricultural land.
A lot of our best, that high-quality land, seems to be disappearing to cities?
That's what we're finding, yes. What we're finding is that we're disproportionately developing some of our better farmland. It does appear that farmland protection policies are working in some areas to basically protect some of that agricultural land. We have not done that analysis yet, but our data indicates that that might be the case.
What seems to be an answer to this? What might be done to reverse this?
Well, I think the answer is that we need to do a better job in this country of balancing land uses. It makes sense to keep our most productive agricultural land in agricultural production, particularly the land that we can intensively farm with the least environmental impacts. But obviously, we also need to house our population. And so we just have to do a much better job of planning at the community level and, the county level, the state level. The federal government obviously has a role here, too. We do have a farmland protection program at the federal level that provides some funding to help states protect farmland, permanently protect farmland.
Here we are in the heartland, in the middle of the Corn Belt, some of the best ground in the world. What is the problem here, and how is it manifesting itself throughout the Corn Belt?
Well, what we see in the Corn Belt is really the same thing that we see in other parts of the country. That is that we continue to see urban areas expanding, but then we're beginning to also see this sort of low-density residential that expands out from towns and cities. And again, You're quite correct, Tom. We have such great soils here in the Midwest. We're really blessed with our agricultural resources. A lot of that development is occurring on really good farmland.
What are we going toward here? What do you fear most?
Well, actually, what I fear most is what we're facing in the next couple of decades, because we're going to have a growing population. They're going to need to be fed. They're going to need to be housed. We have a changing climate. That means that our agricultural production is going to shift somewhat. And we're also going to have more demands for water. And we know that that could be a problem in the future, depending on what happens with our weather. So what we're really concerned about at this point is that now is the time to act. We can't really afford to wait another 30 or 40 years. We need to really focus on what land is really important for agriculture and what land is important to keep in agricultural production, and then do a better job of protecting it.
What do we do to do that? What's the answer to protecting this farmland?
Well, our analysis, I think, will help communities sort of target areas where they might want to strengthen their land use policies. This particular release is just national level data, Tom, but later on this year we'll release an analysis state by state that looks at that state's best farmland and what's happening to it. And then before the end of the year we'll release scenarios, future scenarios, where we'll look out to 2040. We'll look at the expanding population and where that development is likely to go, and also how that sort of interacts with a changing climate. That kind of information will help communities, help states sort of get a jump on what could happen in the future so that they can start planning now.
What did the changing values of farmland have to do with this situation?
Boy, now that's a really tough question, because there are so many variables, Tom, and it's really, our analysis really doesn't look at what exactly is causing this. But you're quite correct that the value of farmland sort of goes up and down, linked somewhat to market demands, linked somewhat to subsidies. You know, we're seeing some consolidation within agriculture itself. When the prices plummet for farmers and ranchers, they're more likely to consider maybe selling out. So all of these things sort of are interacting. Their access to markets, the kind of prices they're getting, even their age, because we really have an aging farm population now. And, you know, if those aging farmers and ranchers don't have a new generation coming up, that land may go out of agriculture if they can't find a buyer who can afford that land and keep it in production. I personally think that our agricultural land is perhaps the most important resource that the United States has. We are blessed in this country with over 10% of the world's arable land. And we tend to become complacent because there's so much agricultural land. But if you look to the future, you look to everything that may happen in the future, you realize that we really can't afford to be complacent anymore. This agricultural resource that we have is largely responsible, I think, for our nation's prosperity. It's really important, and not only important, you know, for food, fiber, and energy, but just because it's such a large land use in the United States, it's also important for our whole ecosystem here in the U.S. We need to protect it. We need to do a really good job of managing it.